I want to show you this clip of Donald Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, that perfectly encapsulates the corruption and the one-sided rules of this administration. While talking about corruption within the Senate, Caroline Leavitt accidentally reveals the way that Donald Trump views the White House, the framework that he views the world through, where he just enriches himself constantly through Trump coin or Melania coin or bribing people like Justin Sun, who was being investigated by the SEC, bringing him to a private crypto dinner and then stopping the SEC investigation. This is all real corruption that happened that we'll talk about throughout the video. But let's just start with Caroline Leavitt's press conference that is always rivaling North Korean levels of propaganda. It starts off with this clip of Caroline Leavitt saying, "The president just doesn't want to see people like Nancy Pelosi enriching themselves." This is all in reference to a recent bill that passed through a Senate committee called the Honest Act. It bans senators, representatives, people in the executive branch, mostly, from trading stocks and benefiting from their position. Now, they tried to name it the Pelosi Act, but Democrats said, we're not going to sign that. We will sign this if you name it something else. So Hawley named it something else. Donald Trump railed against this over and over and over until they made an exemption for the Trump administration. So basically, the bill works in this way. It stops senators and representatives from being able to trade immediately. It stops officials from being able to trade immediately when it comes into effect. But it doesn't stop presidents and vice presidents until 2028, until Trump leaves office. Pure corruption. So let's jump into what Caroline Leavitt said about this.
So I think the president stands with the American people on this. He doesn't want to see people like Nancy Pelosi enriching themselves off of public service and ripping off their constituents in the process. As for the mechanics of the legislation and how it will move forward, the White House continues to be in discussions with our friends on Capitol Hill.
I'm sorry, but that's so incredibly laughable. You can't point to Nancy Pelosi like a grain of sand on the beach of corruption when Donald Trump is the entire sandcastle. Donald Trump took a $400 million jet from Qatar, but this was off the back of him launching Trump coin, then launching Melania coin, then leveraging the hype of his inauguration to push those coins. He launched them like days before the inauguration so people would shovel money into it, but he didn't tell people that him and his cronies have 80% equity of this. They have 80% ownership, so they could just pull it out at any moment and rug pull everyone, but they're going to let it build. They're going to make their money. They're going to make sure that they're getting bribed by other countries, by rich people like Justin Sun. You guys have heard about Justin Sun, right? He's a crypto billionaire from China that genuinely scammed thousands of people in the United States, just scammed a shit ton of people in the United States, and then was investigated by the SEC. And the Trump admin dropped that investigation because Justin Sun bought enough Trump coin. So I don't want to hear Caroline Leavitt talking about Nancy Pelosi. Jake Sherman then talks about the bill that I was just referring to and says, the White House lobbied against the bill. It ultimately passed because it imposed new rules on the president and the VP. These new rules said the president and the vice president can trade, but in 4 years they can't. So it only kicks in after Trump leaves. Here's the clip where Caroline Leavitt says, in her very careful wording, that the president supports the idea, but only conceptually. So he supports the idea of stopping corruption, just not actually in practice, because in practice, it cuts into his cash flow. Take a listen to this and listen to her wording.
Finally, have you talked with the president about his position on the stock trading ban bill for Congress? He obviously had pretty loaded comments about Senator Hawley. There's some reporting that they've since spoken. What is his position on the current status of that bill?
The president has spoken to Senator Hawley, who called him, and the president took that call. As the president said in the Roosevelt Room yesterday, conceptually, he of course supports the idea of ensuring that members of Congress and United States senators who are here for public service cannot enrich themselves. And
I don't know, what does that mean conceptually? Why is this administration only working with concepts? They have concepts of a plan when it comes to healthcare, concepts of a plan to end the wars that aren't being ended, concepts of a framework with trade deals. They haven't gotten any trade deals over the past 90 days. Zero trade deals in 180 days when they promised 90 in 90 days. So they only have concepts. And she says very carefully, the president conceptually supports the idea of ensuring members of Congress not being able to enrich themselves. But again, it's rules for thee and not for me. in the most literal sense in this case, because what the administration did is pressured people in the Senate to only pass this if they made an exemption for this administration. So when she says the president conceptually supports the idea, you're literally giving it all away. You're giving the game away. By the way, make sure you drop a like and make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler channel if you want to support the pro-democracy message and punch back against MAGA media at a time when they were dominating, but we are beginning to punch back. Right here, Caroline Leavitt says, Donald Trump is a humanitarian with a big heart. Remember, just yesterday, he was posting about how he might have to put more tariffs on Canada because they want Palestinian statehood. Even Palestine being a state is too far for him. He does not have a big heart.
President Trump is a humanitarian with a big heart, and that's why he sent Special Envoy Witkoff to the region in an effort to save lives and end this crisis. Tomorrow, Special Envoy Witkoff and Ambassador Huckabee will be traveling into Gaza to inspect the current distribution sites and secure a plan to deliver more food and meet with local Gazans to hear firsthand about this dire situation on the ground.
I mean, it's good that they're hearing about the situation, but he's not a humanitarian. Trump is barely even a human at this point. Here's one clip of Caroline Leavitt talking about the reconstruction that they're doing on the White House ballroom. Now, I don't want to play the full clip, but what I found ironic about this is that Donald Trump has been performatively reaming Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, for the past 6 months, saying over and over, why are you spending money on these renovations? Why are you spending money on these renovations? When they seem to be rather necessary. These specific renovations seem to be rather necessary. So Trump is trying to use that as a pretext to kick Jerome Powell out, but he has no problem using, let's add it up, you know, $900 million refurbishing the jet he got from Qatar. He spent $10 million on a golf trip over the past few days so he could unveil a new golf course. He spent $40 million on a military parade that was just absolute BS. It was kind of weak. So I don't want to hear about wasted money when they're now spending money on the reconstruction of the ballroom.
I do have one other announcement from the White House and from the President. We are proud to announce that the construction of the new White House ballroom will begin. For 150 years, presidents, administrations, and White House staff have longed for a large event space on the White House complex that can hold substantially more guests than currently allowed. President Trump has expressed his commitment to solving this problem on behalf of future administrations and the American people. The White House is one of the most beautiful and historic buildings in the world. Yet the White House is currently unable to host major functions honoring world leaders.
Every time Caroline Leavitt speaks, I just see the North Korean news anchors who are out there spewing propaganda. But, you know, I want to actually put a priority on the truth in this channel. So I want to end this video off by talking about Justin Sun. Listen to this. Crypto billionaire Justin Sun announced recently he's buying another $100 million worth of Trump coin, or ticker sign Trump, doubling his total known stake of digital coins tied to the president. Sun has rapidly emerged as one of Trump's biggest whales. Like, the crypto whales are people who buy a lot in the ecosystem. The Trump coin has whipsawed since its January launch, peaking at a $15 billion market cap before sliding sharply down to $2 billion, which is still an insane amount of money. That's not even where Trump gets the money from. They get it from the transaction fees. They've made probably $1 billion in the transaction fees that happen when the transaction occurs. Justin Sun was this dude right here. Was not allowed to step foot inside the United States because of the SEC investigation until he bought Trump coin. So I don't want to hear Caroline Leavitt saying this in particular.
I think the president stands with the American people on this. He doesn't want to see people like Nancy Pelosi enriching themselves off of public service and ripping off their constituents in the process.
Again, if Nancy Pelosi is doing stock trading, then investigate it. Investigate it. But this is like cutting off someone's finger and saying, look at Nancy Pelosi, just cut off your finger, Nancy Pelosi, while Donald Trump is sawing off your entire left arm. It's just different levels of corruption, and I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. Big announcement. I'm doing an event this Sunday in Arizona with Representative Jasmine Crockett, Senator Murphy, and Representative Ansari. You can click the top link in the description, and then when you click that link, click notify me. It'll notify you of the live stream, so you can see it when it pops up. I love you all. Join the Adam Mockler subreddit below. Whatever you want to join, we have it. The Instagram, everything. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.